Rashi b'Sefer Torah, the mispalim yochid beis haKnesses, hello kolechov yechem mispalim beisai. Now, the davening, the tefillah, everybody davens privately. They only come together in shul just to hear Kriyas HaTorah. That's all. For Kur and Shiva V'yaitzin, even the Beis Knesset also, they only use when the Nasi is Mace, only for Kriyas HaTorah. But not for more. For tefillah and limud, everything is done privately, separately, not for Rabbi. Yeah. And Yeshua ben Karcho Aimer, Laisha Yelcho V'yitaya Bashuk. It doesn't mean that people now are both to means you have off, like it's Ben Asmanim now. You have free time off. Everybody should be quiet, like stay home privately, to like Pavazach and Egan or Avelis. Everybody has to feel bad and not to his mace. It means you shouldn't learn Barabbim right now, but rather everybody sits home and being quiet, stays in his house. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Chav Gimel. The last Gemara again was that if a Nasi is Meis, so Lachar is based in Midrashai, Nasi Shemeis based in Midrashai, Kulim Batelim. The last Gemara on Chav Beis on Medveis, the last Gemara. That if a Nasi is Meis, then all the Batim Midrashim in the town have to be closed down during the 7 days of the Avelis. Or Beis HaKnesses, the people that come to Shul, Nechnosim LeBeis HaKnesses, V'Kur and Shiva. They go to the Beis HaKnesses only almanas to learn the Torah, when you have to read the Torah. But otherwise, they have to daven privately in the house. Like Rashi says, V'kur and Shiva, B'Sefer Torah, D'yei mispa'olim yachad the Beis HaKnesses. They don't even daven together that whole week in shul. Ela kol echod v'yechod mispa'olim b'Beisayim. Everybody has to daven privately in his own house. When the Nosi, that's like the Melech, or the highest person in Klai Yisrael is Niftar, so all the Bati Midrashim are bottle. We'll soon see what that means. And who are then the Bati Knesia source? You don't come to Davin Baravim. You only come in to Lane, when they have Kriyas HaTorah. Now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcho Aimer, Loisha Yelcho V'yitaylo Bashuk. It doesn't mean that the people have wolf. Like all the Kerlos, all the Yeshivas are closed, and people just have vacation now and go and walk, take a teal, take a walk in the street. Ella, what it means to say is that this week, the week that they're sitting Shiva for the Nasi, is Yoshvin V'doymin. Everybody should be home privately and being quiet. That's the need of Avelis, just like an oval is quiet, not supposed to talk. Who are then everybody with a Nasi is Mace, everybody has to be home and to be doymin like being quiet. The same thing before, when a Chochem was Mace we had, his base of Medrash is bottled, the same thing. You don't learn Barabim, everybody learns privately. But here's an halacha that the 7 days when you sit Shiva, there's an inyan, but the God Lador is Nifta, they say, I spayed them all 7 days. So like all 7 days, the Beis Medrash is closed because they're being Isaac and saying, I spayed them for them all 7 days. And that's covered for him that his Beis Medrash should be closed then. And what then, what the Nasi is Mace now was saying, like all the Bati Midrashim in the town have to be closed, on the whole Klai Yisrael. All the Bati Midrashim in Klai Yisrael are closed, and what then, the Beis Knesses is also closed. Only used just to come in to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Weiter. V'ein oimrim shemua v'yagod v'beis oval. When the beis oval itself, when the Menachem oval, or by the oval, like he's not supposed to learn Torah the 7 days that he's sitting Shiva. So then when people go in there, they shouldn't say over shemua means halacha, v'yagod, not even agoda, a maisa from the Gemara. You shouldn't say over hagodis from the Gemara either. That's also b'chlal Torah, you should not say in the beis oval. Now, Omru Olav Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, it was said upon Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Sho Yoimer Shemua V'Yagod V'Beis Oval. He did. He said over some learning, he said over some Shemua and Agoda when the Beis Oval. So it's a Shiloh, why did he do it for? Why was he matter it? So the Ritva learns the Machlekes here is on Shabbos. As during the weekdays when you're sitting Shiva, everybody holds you're not allowed to learn Torah then. And Befrat, somebody should not be saying Dvar Torah there either. Because when you come in on Shabbos of Menachem Avul, that's a shaila if you're allowed to learn Torah or not. So that's Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was matter that he said over a shmua, like a halacha, and he said over a hagodah, some hagodah from the Gemara, he was matter said in the base of Avul, which Vol learns it only means on Shabbos, he was matter it. But Avad in the middle of the week, he would also hold its also. Because halacha is the Avul himself is not supposed to learn. However, it's brought down that Hilchas Avelis he is allowed to learn. The only thing an Avul could learn is Hilchas Avelis. He's allowed to learn through the halachas to know how a novel has to act, that he's allowed to learn when he's a novel. But any other Torah, it's also for a novel to learn. Tana Rabbanan, Ovel Shabbos Rishona, the first week when you're sitting Shiva, is a Neyotzim Pesach Vesei. You don't go outside your house. You have to stay home. The Ikra Din is during the daytime, you have to stay home. And at nighttime, it depends. A Lachat's brought down. Let's say you're sitting Shiva in one house, and you want to walk home at night. It's a Tzarech. You can't sleep there. You're allowed to walk home at night. In other words, you're not supposed to go out of your house for, like, no reason. Just to take a walk. The whole week you're sitting Shiva, you're not supposed to go outside your house without a reason. But if you have a reason, like we had sometimes a Dover over his mutter, there are certain things that a novel is allowed to do when he's a novel. Or else, like we're saying, if he can't sleep or he's sitting Shiva, he has to go home at night, he's allowed to walk home at night. Just means you shouldn't go out of Pesach Besoy, it's time for a walk, you shouldn't go outside the first week. Shania, what about the second week? So Poshid, when it says Shabbos, it doesn't mean the Shabbos itself. Because the Shabbos itself, Poshid, we hold, you are allowed to go out. Shabbos here means the whole first week. Hey, it's the first week when you're sitting Shiva, you're not supposed to go outside your house, unless you have a good reason why. Shania, the second week, is Yotze, you're allowed to go outside your house, but V'yeinu Yotze b'mekoymei. When you go to shul, you're not supposed to sit in the same place where you usually sit. You have to change your seat. Usually the minig is to move a little bit back away from the Aron HaKodesh. Shlishis, the third week already. Yeshu b'mekoymei. Mikra din, the third week, you are allowed to sit in your regular place in shul. It's only 1 week you have to go away from your place. But v'yeinu medaber. The third week, though, when you come to shul, you have to be quiet. You shouldn't be talking. That's also a sign of an ovel. He doesn't talk. No schmoozing. We'll soon see what the minig, we'll soon see it in Tzisant. The Tosfos says what our minig is, that even the third week also, the second week also, you don't sit in your same seat. When you only have like shleishim for your brother, for your sister, you only have to stay away from your seat for 30 days. So our minig is all 30 days you don't sit in your same seat. And one reason Tosfos says is, because what it says the third week here, you're allowed to sit in your place, but you're not allowed to talk. And that's very hard not to talk. So therefore, some say it's only us to talk in your regular place. So if you change seats, you're allowed to talk. So how many gears not to go back to your first seat, because it's hard not to talk there. So Mel, it's hard not to talk in shul. So Mel, they stay in the change seat in the other seat in order to be able to matter to talk there. So they first go back to their seat after shleishim, because they're afraid to go back to their first seat because they can't talk there. So therefore, it's glad to sit in the new place. So fourth week already, then you're like everybody. Then you're allowed to go back to your regular seat and you're allowed to talk. Provided talking here doesn't mean like when you're not allowed to talk. It means when you're allowed to talk, just you're allowed to talk. You don't have to be like an oval, not supposed to talk at all. But like this, you can start talking normal. We have Yehuda Roimer, Loihutzuchu Loimer, Shabbos Rishonel, Yotzer Pesel Beisai. Yehuda says, no, the first week, that's Pshita. You don't have to tell me anything. A novel can't go out of his house. Pshita! He's a novel, he has to stay home. Avad, he can't go out. There's no Chiddush. Like Rashi says, She'avad lo yetzer pesach beisoy. The first week when you're sitting Shiva, for sure you're not going to go outside your house. That's Pshita. And it says why? She'rei ha'kreel nechnostum lebeis l'nachmoy. Because people are coming to Menachem Oval. It's like it's not going to be right that people are going to come to Menachem Oval and you're not going to be home. So Pshita, the first week you have to be home, Poshid, that when people come to Menachem Oval, you're home. That's Pshita. El Shniya means rather to start in the second week. He owes any Yotzer Pesach Beisoy. Even the second week, the week after you're sitting Shiva, you should not go outside your house. Shlishis, the third week, Yotzer go outside your house and go to Shul, but V'yeni Yotzer B'mekoyma, you don't sit in the regular seat, move away. Revius, the fourth week, Yotzer B'mekoyma, you can come back to your original seat, but V'yeni Madabi, you can't talk. Chamishis, on the fifth week, Kareka Cholodim. That's a Yudishit L'chumra, another week. However, the Loch our minig is that by the five Kravim, excluding your mother and your father, where you know you're going to Shleshim, the 30 days, we don't sit in the same seat, you change your seat for 30 days. By your parents, we know you to change your seat for a whole year, for Yud Beis Chodesh. That's the Torah. Top place it says, V'yashalmi Pesach Loch G'divri HaMoisif V'yamin, that Shiva. Now, Risi Kashisi Kotten Rabbi Yitzchak Zikni, he saw, when he was a young person, he saw Yitzchak Zikni, Shleha Yeshu Bim Kaima Yad Shru Revius. He's up until the fourth week, like all Shleshim, he didn't sit in his regular place in Shul. V'lo Yadati Taimi, he doesn't know why. Why didn't he sit the third week in his regular place already? Because if you want to say he's makbel like a Yehudi shita, then he shouldn't go out of his house the second week. And we know la locha, where we act, is that a shiva, a novel, only stays home the first week. The second week, he's allowed to go outside his house already. So mashem, we hold la tatanakama. So we hold la tatanakama, it's only the first week you have to stay home. The second week, you're allowed to go out. So the second week, you have to change your seat in shul. But we hold the third week, you're allowed to go back to the original seat. So how come, he was wondering when he was a young person, Tosfos, he saw Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zikni that didn't change his seat until the fourth week. That's how he says, Emil Yeshloima Bor Ashkon Tuvia Liel Davel Shiva. The Kaimon Hachi. That we hold Ikra Vel is only 7 days, so therefore it's going to walking outside the house after Shiva, it's okay. Now, Vishema Taimak Rabbonin, or Mishem the Tzorach Leshe Bim Kaimai, Vienna Medaver, like we spoke out. That's how he says, because even though you're allowed to sit in your seat the third week, but you're not allowed to talk there. Vitoib Yosef Shayoshev Chuslim Kaimai, so you're better off still sitting in a different seat. The Shema, the Shema, ain't also a daber kiyum b'mkaymai, or the Shema ain't also a daber kiyum b'mkaymai, because maybe it's only also to talk in your original seat. So therefore, to play it safe, still stay in your changed seat, because in your new seat, there you're allowed to talk. So that's our minig, that all 30 days when you're sitting shiva, you know, shloshim, you don't sit in your original seat in shul, you move a little bit away. And again, for your father or for your mother, you stay away for Yud Beis for a whole year, for 12 months. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Shloshim Yom L'Nisuyin. Somebody was sitting Shiva, so afterwards the first 30 days, you're not allowed to get married. There's Nisa to get married 30 days after you were a novel. Shrashi Kol Shloshim Yom L'Nisuyin. Ad Shloshim Yom L'Yachar Ovel and Yachal Isisha. You're not allowed to get married unless 30 days pass by. Now, let's say your wife dies, is also lisi shacheris achiyavu olav shleisher golem. That's the Tanakhama Shita. And now they get married until kamat the year goes by. Now, it's three regolem have to pass by. Then you're allowed to get married. But before that, you can't get married. And Taisa says different svaris that you'll still have your first wife in your mind. So therefore, it's not right to get married so fast. You have to first give time till you forget about your first wife. So you're not allowed to get married until Gimel Regolim, that means the cycle of the Gimel Regolim, a Pesach, a Shavuos, and a Sukkot pass by. We have Yehudu Aymer, Regol Rishon, V'Shein Yosef. Yehudu is Mekel and says, no, only two Regolim you have to wait. Shlishis Mutter. But by the time two Regolim passed away, a Sukkot and a Pesach came by already, then you are allowed to get married. Of now, the Yemein Leibonim, let's say you didn't have any children yet, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvahs Pur Revu yet, Muta lisa liyalter. Even though you got married, you were married, but you didn't have children, and your wife dies, then you're allowed to get married right away. Why? Mishum bito piriv rivya. Because you weren't makayim the mitzvah yet of having children yet, you didn't have puru revu yet, so therefore you're allowed to get married liyalter. Now that's what it says, a lashon of liyalter, to get married right away, that Tosfos says, that's pshita, during shiva, of course you're not allowed to get married. The first 7 days for sure not. But after 7 days, even during Shleishim, you're allowed to get married, and we'll soon see the Maisa, but luckily you're not allowed to live with your wife until after Shleishim. But to get married, you're allowed to get married after Shiva. So a big machlokes in Tosfos. Another svar in Tosfos is, no, Mamanashach, though had to get married this because you want to have children. So since you can't live with your wife for 30 days, so mainly you're not allowed to get married either for 30 days. You have to wait after 30 days to get married. That's if you didn't have any children yet. Now, what about Nichol Ebonim Ketanim? Let's say from your first wife, you had a young baby, and plus you need another wife to take care of the baby, then Muta Lisa Lialter. Then you are going to get married right away. Mevnei Panasosan, because plus you need someone to take care of the baby. Seriously, here Tayyis Taka says, here it's a Svara, that after, during Shiva, during the first 7 days when you're sitting Shiva for your wife, you can't get married. But right after the Shiva, in this case, you would be allowed to get married. Because the svar is, you need someone to take care of your kid. So therefore, right after Shiva, you'd have had to get married to have a new wife in order to take care of your first child. Now, my son, once happened, Shemesa Ishtoi Shel Yosef HaKoyin. Yosef HaKoyin, his first wife, died. The Yomul HaKoyso, his Toshim means by the Levi itself, by the Beis HaKfaris, he said to his sister-in-law, to his first wife's sister, Beis HaKfaris, Lechi o parnasi as b'nei achoisecha. Like, in other words, he said, let's get married, and you'll take care of your daughter's child. So Churat Mashma, they got married right away. The Gemara just says, V'yafa Pekin, even so, Loibole Elalazman Meruba. But still, they didn't live together until a long time. Malazman Meruba, what does it mean a long time? Amarapopal Yachash Leshem Yoim. You have to wait Shleshem Yoim. Says the case that Pashani had kids already. It wasn't a question of Pur Ravu. It was a question he had a young baby, he needed someone to take care of it. So here we said, you're allowed to get married right away, but even though you can get married right away, you're not allowed to live with your wife, you can't have Tashem Shamita with your wife, until after Shleshem Yoim. But when could you get married though? So here, Pashat Mashm, Leyalta, Pashat Mashm, even in the basic verse, Mashm, even Toich Shiva, even during the first 7 days when he's sitting Shiva, it's Mashmi got married. So Toich says no, Toich says it's big Toich is the Omar Lachosa basic verse, Toich says, Lav Davka Sha'ovul, Kol Shivosa. Slav Davker, he told her on the Beis HaKvaros, means Mamish by the Levayim, did Rabbi Yosef HaKoyin go to his sister-in-law and say, I want to get married to you? Because a novel is also to get married in 7 days. So it means after Shiva. After he sat Shiva for his wife, then he went to his wife's sister and said, well, I want to marry you so you can take care of my children. And she took care of the children right away, even though it was also B'tash for Shemit until after Shloshim. Yeah, right. Tana Rabbon, Kol Shloshim Yoim Legiyutz. Hey, for 30 days, Kol Shloshim is an Isser not to press your clothing. Legiyutz Pasha means ironing. You're not allowed to iron out your clothing all 30 days. So, Churat Mashma, to wash your clothing, it's Mutter. Like Taisa says, Kol Shloshim Yoim Legiyutz, Taisa says, Dafka Giyutz. Only to iron out your clothing, that's also. Ava belay giyutz going kibbutz mutter. But just to wash your clothing, like after Shiva, through the shleishim, you're allowed to wash your clothing. Just to make a giyutz, to iron it out, that's what's also. So Mar says, kol shleishim yoyim legiyutz. Echot kelim chadoshim, whether they're new suits you have, the echot kelim yishonim, whether they're old suits. Yoytzim etecha mikvash. If it's coming off the press right now, you washed it, and you want to iron it out, you're not allowed to iron it out all 30 days. Rebbe Yoimer, Loy Osru El Kalim Chadoshim Avat. He holds no. Only new Kalim. A new suit, if you iron it out, that's going to make it look real nice. So that's also 30 days. Mashenkin, an old suit, even after you iron it out, won't be that nice. Therefore, you're allowed to iron it out. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Lozab, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Loy Osru El Kalim Chadoshim Levonim. Bulvad, another Tanai. He only asks us also new Kalim. It has to be white Kalim. Only a white shirt or a white suit, that's what's also. Because something white, that looks real shtaddy, and then if you iron it out, that's too nice for a shleishim to wear. But even if it's a new suit, if it's a red or the colors, then it's mutter. So Mora says, Abaye Nofik Vegarda de Sabalo, Kerebi. Abaye walked out even during shleishim. He wore his garba de Sabalo begid that he had ironed out, because since it wasn't a new keli, he yelled like Rebbe. Rashi says, "Kareba the Yom Lo Yosru Lovon El Chodesh." Even a white kli is only Yosru if it's new. I don't know what Rashi says Lovon for. According to Rebbe, it's only Yosru a new kli. So Mel Abaye went out the guard of the Sabla. This type of a new was clothing, even though it was ironed out. Since it wasn't new, he held it was muta. Rovin Nofik Bechimutzasa Rumisa Sumkasa. Rovi went out with a new type of a jacket. Since it was sunkas, so it was red. Charet, even though it was a new red jacket. And he held Kreb Lezer Reb Shimon, that holds us only also for the Yovel, all Shloshim, to iron out his clothing only if it's a new one and it has to be white. But if it's a colored one, then it's mutter. So therefore, Rava went out with a red suit, whatever it was, whatever this, Bechimutzer or Miser is, some type of a jacket, but since it was red, it wasn't white, therefore he held it was mutter. Rashi says, the chimutz cholik was a shirt. Rumisa sheba meroim. It was a Roman shirt, and he held like Reb Lezer. The yom lo yosru el levonim v'zu adum hoisa. It's only also tying out a new white shirt. Mashenkin, if it's new and red, then it's muta. So mash mechuri can be makel here that as long as it's not white, you're allowed to iron out your clothing after shiva. like the bottom toy says, Rava Nofik or Pirish Betoisvis, the Abaye Rava Lachak Rava. Usually always passes like Rava. Vim came Muta Lilbash Kele Maguatzim Savuyim. You're allowed to wear ironed out clothing as long as they're colored. Afilu Chadoshim, even if they're new. Or Yishonim Afilu Levonim. Whereas even if they're new clothing, as long as it's not white, also it's Muta. Or else old ones, even white ones. The Chaim Pasuk Rach. You can go look cooler here. That either new colored ones is mutter, or else white old clothing is also mutter. It's only usur to wear a new white one, that's also. Right. B'nei Yehuda, B'nei Galila. Machlokes between B'nei Yehuda and B'nei Galila. Hani Yamri one says is, Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos. There's such an Indian.